Your home for classic hits. AM 1570, 96.9, and Boone 102.7 FM. WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
It's really been a pleasure serving you this year. We sincerely appreciate your business, and we look forward to working with you again next year. Have a great holiday season. Encompass Credit Union. Happy holidays.
The gift you get from giving, not the one you receive.
When it comes to keeping your car running right, trust the team that's got your back. Big O Tires. Located on State Road 39 in Lebanon, Big O does it all. Oil changes, alignments, tire rotations, brakes, and more. Whether you're prepping for a road trip or just tackling that overdue maintenance, the certified technicians at Big O Tires will get the job done right the first time. Check them out on Facebook for exclusive deals and updates. Next time your vehicle needs a little love, head over to Big O Tires in Lebanon and talk to manager Lauren and owner Alan. Big O Tires is the team you trust.
Did you know there are benefits to window tinting other than that cool and sleek look? Keeping your vehicle's interior protected is one of those benefits. Marshan's Window Tinting does top quality window tint installation that comes with a lifetime warranty. Located on State Road 39 in Antioch, Marshan's Window Tinting is professional and locally owned with years of expertise.
This is Alan Marshan at Marshan's Window Tinting, and we stick it where the sun shines.
Thanks for coming, elves. I've called this meeting because I don't know what to get Santa for Christmas this year.
Mrs. C, TC Trailers has everything Santa loves. They have over 300 trailers on the lot, a fully stocked parts store, and in-house repair shop. They even offer financing.
And did you know TC Trailers carries e-bikes and mopeds? Santa would love an e-bike for the off-season.
They carry barns and sheds, too. Santa was looking for a place to store more reindeer feed.
East of Frankfort at State Road 28 and 29 or tc-trailers.com.
If you're not pulling a TC Trailer, you're not pulling your weight.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
Hey, welcome back. It's Party Line on a Thursday. A little America right there. You can never go wrong with America. Tin Man on this chilly Thursday. It's going to get a little cooler, though. Stay tuned. Enjoy today and tomorrow, because this weekend the bottom's going to kind of drop out. It's going to be very cold. Just make sure you're bundled up and keep an eye on the weather. It's going to be ever-changing over the next 72 hours. So, and then we're going to get back in the 40s. It's just like Indiana. We'll get back in the 40s next week. So that's the way it goes. It's the roller coaster of Indiana. It's that jet stream we were talking about earlier. Hey, joining me now via telephone, the Honorable Mayor of Delphi, the city of the great Delphi, Cameron Yates. Good morning, Cameron. How are you this morning?
Good morning. I'm doing good. How's everything in Clinton County this morning?
Well, it's doing well so far. I mean, most of the snow has kind of melted from the last round, the blast we had, and most of the ice has gone away just in time to, to bring it back.
So. Yeah, isn't it funny how that works? We go from, of course, Indiana's got every season you can imagine in a two-week period, and same here in Delphi, everything has melted, and we're getting ready for round two, which possibly, I believe, this afternoon or later on tonight. So we're preparing right now.
Oh, yeah. So let's kind of go there. By the way, I was going to say that we did play you guys in football in my junior high team. We did win. So I just wanted you to I had to get that out there, that the Gophers did pull that one off. But, it was a close game. It was a tough one. So Brother German and I, we had some rough years this year. So
I'll have to talk to Randy and see what we can do by next year.
Yeah, Randy, we were talking before the game, and it was like you ever just have one of those years that nothing. I mean, we had injuries. It was just you know, just tough scenario, tough sledding. But that's the way it goes. Football football is a tenacity and resilient sport. You got to be resilient. And
100%.
And I tell you, and probably one of the biggest struggles that we're having, and I'll maybe get into a cultural conversation here, but you know, one of the biggest struggles I think we have with our younger generation is that resiliency. It's tough because we talk to students, we talk to teachers about kids, you know, not finishing necessarily, and you know, you want to make them come to school, or even you know, the workforce, you know, coming to work on time. It's I'm sure you guys don't deal with any of that in Delphi. I'm sure everything's perfect over there, right?
I would love to say that, but I certainly agree. I don't think anybody would disagree that we live in a different day and age, and that's just the world we live in, right? We got to adapt to it, and we love our kids, we love our society, yep. So we keep chugging forward and do what we can to support everything. And of course, athletics or any event in our schools, band, anything, just the school extracurricular activities, we love being a part of. So we support it 100%, and it's just, you have to adapt with the times, right? So it's just the way the world is.
Yeah, we do. Hey, getting back to the weather, you guys, now, how's your salt supply? You guys been doing okay with all of those kind of things that go on with keeping the streets clean? And do you do anything different or special? I know some depot have gone to different variations of chemicals and things to work on the roads. How are you guys doing?
Yeah, so each year, salt is very expensive. I came from the world of NDOT, where you put it down as needed, because it's very expensive. So every year we buy it in bulk, right? So we try to prepare not only for that snow season, but for the next season. So we get it in a bulk amount, and this year we've already tore into it with the first storm of 8.5 inches, and of course the second one right after with 3.5 inches. So we're in good shape now, and you know, we'll keep an eye on it, and the equipment's running good. We did have just minor things that happen with every storm, but our street superintendent and our street department and water department, they do a wonderful job of making sure that we're stocked. You can't ever go into a season and not be prepared. If you do, you're failing yourself. So right now we're in good shape, and winter has just started. So we have a long road ahead of us. I hope we don't get a whole lot of this white stuff that we're going to get tonight, but we're in good shape. Our trucks are running good. Our plows, our drivers are, everybody's ready. So it's one of those where you get the crews ready and let them know that the schedules are going to change, right? If the storm comes in at 2 o'clock in the morning, you know, we have to roll with Mother Nature, and they do a wonderful job. That first storm, it threw us a curveball. We were kind of in that range of 3 to 5, like a lot of the area, and nobody really knew. But it unloaded on us, and we had to pile it up, and the departments did a wonderful job. They came in on the weekend and got everything ready to go. The streets were clean for the businesses. And, you know, one of the things that we asked the city folks is we have a two-inch snow ordinance. So at that point, there are certain streets downtown that we ask people to not park so we can do our jobs and get the snow out of the way. So hopefully that's complied the next storm, because our job and our focus is to make sure that we're getting that snow out of the way and people can still park and our businesses can still thrive and keep the city moving. So right now we're in good shape.
And I hate to be the one to remind you, but winter doesn't really actually officially start for 11 more days, nine more days. So we may be, you know, this could be one of those years. I was kind of thinking about this the other day. You know, a few years ago, it's been maybe more than a few, but you know, we got a snow like on Christmas Eve, and we didn't see green grass till about March. You know, it was just that.
Just never know. No, I mean, it's one of those where you might not get your first snow till February, and that might be the only one, right? So you might get snow in October. It's just Indiana is a guessing game, and in our world of government, you know, if we have to make sure that we almost are prepared anymore in September. I mean, that's not exaggerating, because Mother Nature is going to do what it does, and if you don't have the tools to battle the storms all year round, essentially, then you're failing. So again, our street superintendent, he's been here for a long time. He's very versed in this, and they do a great job. Our crews do a good job. They're adamant about getting out there and getting the roads clean. So I'm proud to say that all the crews are ready to go. They're fired. I wouldn't say they're fired up. There's really nothing fun about plowing snow, but They do a great job.
Oh, yeah. We appreciate all of our street departments, parks department, all the guys and gals got to be out. It's brutal sometimes, and we do appreciate all of them. Let's continue the conversation with that same theme. Delphi just recently received some Crossroad grants. That's a good thing. Got some more money to help with the roads we've been talking about.
We did. We were fortunate enough Monday. We were asked to host the annual Community Crossings Grant Award Ceremony and check presentation. We had the Indiana Governor here, Mike Braun, several leaders from all over this district, and it was just a neat day. You know, anytime you get those funds, it's a big moment, right? I know there's a lot of cuts this year, so for us to be able to be awarded those funds was huge because we're making a lot of progress on our sidewalks, our streets, and we can't do that without the help of Indiana with a smaller budget. So we're very thankful of NDOT and the governor's help. But, yeah, we were awarded $915,000, and we scaled it down this year. We're trying to be fiscally responsible, but also what can we do within our means. So it's a 75-25 match, so the city will pay 25% of the project, and we're still scoping out a couple different projects of, you know, where do we need it the most. And we have a wonderful team that it's called a Pazer rating. It goes out, looks at the streets, the sidewalks, and it's what chooses what needs done, right? So it's a process. The grant process is a lot of work, and we're very thankful that we awarded the money that we did get Monday.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Now, Cameron, you grew up in the Delphi area, right? You grew up in Carroll County?
I did. Okay. I graduated here, and gosh, I'm going to show my age here. I'll be 50 next month.
Wow.
Yeah, I graduated in 1995. Yeah.
So. Oh wow. Well, that's congratulations. Congratulations, you're almost to 50, man. That's a good thing. So
the half a century.
Well,
yeah.
I'm on the other side of that, so I'm about 13 years older. So I can tell you, it's not bad. It's not bad at all. So
okay, I appreciate
50
that.
Was not the big one. For 60 was more for me. When I had 60, it was kind of like wow. 60. Now, I remember when my dad was 60. I'm like, I don't know if I like that. So, but
I don't even pay attention to him anymore.
Yeah,
so people,
you just got.
They say, gosh, you know how old you're going to be? And I said, I don't, because this world is so busy that I don't know. Yeah. I miss a lot of birthdays, unfortunately, and that's just part of this world of being busy 7 days a week. But yeah, I don't pay attention to that whole lot anymore.
It's a mindset anyway. It's an attitude. You're as young as you think. You know,
absolutely.
And I think I got stuck around. Sometimes my wife says I got stuck around 14. So I always have to remind her that no, I'm not really a 14-year-old. I am more mature. But
there's probably a lot of wives that say.
Oh
that,
yeah.
Right?
Oh yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Well, this was a setup to the question. You've been there a long time. You've grown up nearly 50 years there. What are some of the biggest changes that you've seen in Delphi in your tenure of living there?
I would say the atmosphere of the community, and then now our downtown district. Our downtown district, we have, I believe, one building that's not filled. So essentially, right. You know, growing up in high school, you know, there's a lot of empty businesses, and that is kudos to our Delphi Main Street and our community development director, Julia Leahy. She does a wonderful job with working on making sure that we're taking care of our businesses, and we have a variety of businesses now. It's neat to see people from different communities. I talk to people in Clinton County, Tippecanoe County. It's just neat that the atmosphere now is people want to come to the city. We did a Christmas tree lighting, which was actually the monument a couple weeks ago, and I told people it was like a Hallmark movie. You know, the vibe is here. It's just a great atmosphere. So I think, dating back to high school to now, I think it's just the vibe and the we're a busy city now. We're a very busy city, and that's what I love. That means you know, we're doing things right, and we have a wonderful group that puts in a lot of work. We have a lot of wonderful volunteers, and that doesn't happen without their work. And that's shown as callers when people come to our city and want to shop and want to eat. And it's not just our downtown district. It's our community as a whole, a community of all four corners. We have a good vibe of the people that want to help, want to be a part of everything we do. They don't necessarily always think, you know, we're doing the right things, but they let us know, hey, this is something we might want to change on, and we are always open to different ideas. So we work well together. We communicate. And I think we got a good thing going with bringing people to our city for economic development reasons.
Yeah, yeah. Well, of course, one of the bigger changes, too, was the Hoosier Heartland highway coming through there, the four-lane. How has that impacted you?
Yeah, I remember vividly, I wasn't in this seat, but I remember people saying Delphi's going to be a ghost town. And that was the word going through, and to see what we have now, and it could have very well been. That's one thing I do want to express, is that it could have very well been a ghost town, because essentially you're bypassing Delphi. So we have done a lot of things to make sure that when you're on that four-lane driving through, that you know Delphi is here, right? You know our businesses are here. You know that we have all these restaurants that you can stop and eat at, or all these businesses downtown that you can stop and shop and buy shirts, or you know, all these little goodies or anything that we have in the downtown. Not just that. It's just the atmosphere itself. We have a neat little community, and it could have went one of two ways. It could have been a boarded up little tiny town, or it could have been what we have today, and that is because of the work put in. The previous mayor still had that vision as well, and that was my vision. And again, that did not happen without the work of a lot of people, a lot of volunteers, and that's my goal, is to make sure we continue that, because we want people to come to Delphi, visit Delphi, shop at Delphi, and just be a part of our community.
Oh, absolutely. And I think that, you know, to me, that is one of the amenities, one of the true blessings, as I'm a Hoosier by choice. I've been here about close to 43 years now, and married a Hoosier. So, but I think one of the great things about Indiana are our rural communities, you know, are the downtowns of these small, that, you know, between the parades and the pride and all of the things that happen. And certainly there are some rural communities that have been more devastated by whatever, you know, malls or Walmarts or whatever the case may be.
Sure.
But we were kind of in the same boat when, you know, Super Walmart came. But, I think that it really comes back down to just, you know, rolling up your sleeves and saying, who can really step up now and work? And I think those organizations, like you mentioned, you know, Main Street, the Chamber of Commerce, those economic development, those groups that come alongside all those other groups, like in our case, we have so many different partners, and I know you guys do as well. But it really comes down to, hey, we want to make it work, and we're going to make it work, and there's going to be a focus on getting it done, regardless of what the infrastructure may be, or what, you know, the state may do when it comes to highways. Because I look at Kokomo, you know, you think about Kokomo with the bypasses that they've had, but Kokomo, they have found a way to stay vibrant, and I think that is really, and you know, correct me if I'm wrong, and I get your take on it. I think that's kind of the beauty of Indiana. We try to find a way to make those little burgs and communities still stay alive and even thrive.
I 100% agree, and I love when I get a chance to travel. We do we have monthly roundtables for the mayors, and when I get a chance to go visit other communities, you know, I'm always looking to see what they're doing, and it's just neat to see, you know, the community pride, not just here in Delphi, but when you go to Frankfort, when you go to Lafayette, when you go to the northern part of the state or the southern part of the state, it's a neat mix of everything that you can do. Every city has to have a vision, right? So if you don't have a vision, then you're going to sit stale. So you can go forward or backward. And it's just neat to see the different things that cities do, towns do, rural community does, because essentially, if you want that vision, there's a lot of work to be done. But it's one of those things where there's a lot of work to goes into it, and the volunteers make it happen. But it's neat to see every single community. I'm often in Frankfort. I love the Arnie's that you guys have over there.
Yeah.
So I love Delphi dearly, but I love going out and seeing different communities. That's the neat part of this job, of how we could change things, right? So are we doing something that we can change? So it's just neat to see everything about Indiana. You're absolutely right on that.
Well, sometimes you need to go to another community. They don't recognize you, so you can have your lunch or dinner.
You know what? I've found that's a challenge, but you're absolutely right. Sometimes I get in the car, and if I have a meeting in a different county, you have to take that 15 or 20 minutes of windshield time and just soak it all in. But then you get to maybe 50 miles away, and you sit in a place where you think nobody knows who you are, but then they pop up and go, hey, aren't you the – yeah. So that's part of it, and that's – it's still good having. I love having conversations. It doesn't matter if it's in Delphi or at the top or bottom of the state. That's the fun part of this job.
Well, that, we appreciate your openness, your honesty, and always willing to communicate and talk about the great city of Delphi. And really, again, we celebrate Indiana and all these little rural communities. Rural communities connect and make Indiana what it is, such a great state. And, oh, by the way, the Hoosiers won the Big Ten. I mean, there's so many great things that are going on. You know, Pacers, you know, end up in the World Championship last year. And there's so many things that are happening that I think Indiana is also, you know, on the forefront of the national and even international stage. So we're very proud to be a part of the Hoosier State. And you mentioned something else on the busyness of the downtown. I totally agree with you. I think when you start seeing, you know, a lot of times people think that we have a parking problem in your downtown when you don't have enough parking spaces. I always say the opposite. If I have too many parking spaces, I think we got a problem because we don't have the people. And I would rather have to look for a parking place and have the fullness of that community than about a lot of empty parking spots and, you know, and a dead community.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. It's just however you want to word it. But, yeah. A parking problem is actually, it's a good thing.
It's a good thing.
It's a double-edged sword, right? Yeah. It's a problem because there's people still looking for spots, but that means
they're looking in your
busy,
town.
Right? Yeah. I came through a couple weeks ago, and there wasn't a parking spot on Friday night, and you know, of course, we have the Opera House that has events and all that, and there was not a parking spot within three blocks of the downtown area. So that's a problem, but it's a good problem, right?
Yeah,
so.
Absolutely. Well, 2025 is quickly. I mean, it's we're getting out of here. 25 is about done. What were some of the things you look back on 2025 and say, hey, that was a good thing, and this is something we can improve?
It went quick. I know that.
Yeah.
Just we focused on our same vision that we did in 2024 of maintaining our infrastructure. Just what can we do to better the city every single day that not only myself when I step into my office, but everybody as a whole. So we are going to continue working on infrastructure, making sure that we are putting Delphi on the map with our downtown. Just that same vision of everything that we want people to come to our city. So we had a busy 2025. My gosh, I can't believe we're 11 days into December already. I think the first time I was on the radio this year was back in January. We were talking about what we're going to do in 2025, right? So we just want to continue. We got the trains moving forward, per se, and we want to keep that. And we're thankful for WIO's support of letting us brag about our city. We love our city. We also love the region, right? We love everything that we do. We love everything that the surrounding cities does. So we're going to continue just working with communities, having fun, and keeping that vibrant community feeling and welcoming feeling to Delphi.
Oh, absolutely. And I think that's, you know, the vision is definitely the key. And you can look back and say, hey, we checked this box. We got that done. We're moving forward. And then you've got to look right straight ahead the future. And that's 2026. What are you looking forward to next year? What are some maybe key initiatives that are projects that you're excited about looking at in 2026?
Now, I'm going to be completely transparent here. You know, our vision changed, obviously, with some legislative actions at the state level, but that's okay, right? So that's not just Delphi. That's every community. So we're going to continue our housing projects that we have on the southern end of the city, and we're going to continue our community crossings grants and all that, but we're going to scale things down. We're going to pump the brakes and make sure that we're doing projects that's within our means. We don't want to scale things out to where we can't handle what's coming at us. So we're going to pump the brakes, and we're going to continue to make progress, but really nothing new other than we're continuing to look at our infrastructure upgrades to make sure that when we have people that want to come live in Delphi, that we meet those needs. So we're adamantly looking at our ADA changes, and we're now an ADA-compliant city, which is good. So just keeping that vision of how do we keep this train moving forward, and making sure that we're doing the right thing for the taxpayers that we work for. So it's exciting that we're coming into 2026, but no real big changes other than we have to separate our wants versus our needs at this point, right, and make sure that we're doing the right thing for the people that we serve.
Well, you bring up a good point. The SB 1 has certainly changed the dynamics of budgeting, and everybody's looking at a variety of different things. But at the same time, vision is important. Are there those things that, are just non-negotiables that you guys are going to have to just really tighten down to break to make those things happen and move things forward? Of course, we're all chasing rooftops right now because housing is so important and trying to grow the region as the state wants to grow. They want to grow the population, and it's going to take, I believe, regions and communities like Delphi and Frankfort and all of our area that we enjoy to grow. But it's a challenge when you have infrastructure issues and trying to meet the needs and trying to get the developer there, but yet they need some help because it doesn't pencil out. That you deal with that every day.
Right, and it's that housing need is going to be there, and that's still our vision, right? So it's a risk reward for not only the city but for a developer. So when we get a developer that's on board and wants to make Delphi their project location and their home, then it's our job to make sure that we can jump in and see what we can do as well. So every community needs housing. Not everybody wants to live in a large city or town. So a little pocket city like Delphi, I say that reluctantly, but that's what we are. We're a little community outside of a lot larger scale communities. If people want to make that home, we have to make sure that we're doing what we can to make that possible. So it's one of those that you have to make sure you have the right things in place, and that's what we've been focusing on for the last several years. But the housing initiative is something we're going to continue on. You don't want to just stop that, because we've had a lot of progress with that with Mayor Werling. I had a couple projects on my books that we finished. So we want people to come to Delphi. That's our tax base. That helps our schools. So that's something that's important to us that we're going to continue looking forward to, but we want to do it at the right means. So that vision of housing is going to continue. It's just going to be probably at a slower pace. But again, it's not just the city. That's a risk reward of a developer. They look at all the numbers too. They look at them every day, just like we do. So when we get on board and we all put our heads together, if it's something that's going to work, then certainly we're going to move forward because it helps the community as a whole.
Absolutely. Well, Mayor, you're doing the Lord's work. It's a tough job being in your position, because you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't, and sometimes you just have to take it. But it's you've got the pride, and you've definitely got the the confidence. But I think you have the commitment and the compassion for your own community that certainly shines. And every time I get the chance to talk to you, so we greatly appreciate that. Any last Christmas message for the folks here on Casper Media?
I appreciate you guys as well. I appreciate everything that you guys do, helping us brag about our city. I love everything about this job. Every time I get to sit in this seat every single day, I'm thankful for the opportunity I get to. And I'm not just saying that. So it's a neat time of year where we get to celebrate the holidays. And I certainly wish everybody that not only lives here in the city, but everybody that visits our community, happy holidays and Merry Christmas. And especially to our friends over in Clinton County that give us the opportunity to brag about our city. So we're looking forward to 2026. It's going to be here, right? Here a couple of weeks. So thank you guys for everything you've done, and we're excited to bring in the new year. And we're thankful for everything that the surrounding communities have done for us as well.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Mayor. You have a great, blessed Merry Christmas and a most healthy, prosperous New Year.
Same to you. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. And that goes to everybody over in Clinton County. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you, ma'am. Talk to you soon.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
The Honorable Mayor, Cameron Yates, we always appreciate the Mayor of Delphi taking time to join us here on this Thursday morning. It is Thursday, December 11th. Before I get out of here, want to let you know about a big deal. My goodness, this is a great, great deal. A cookie company. Oh, they're good. Tim does a great job. Man, it's good stuff. I mean, it's the real deal. They've got treats for the holidays, including Stollen, a German Christmas bread, and, of course, the cookies. And we've got just for $4, you can get $10 gift certificates for $4 at WeLoveBigDeals.com. Make sure you get there, WeLoveBigDeals.com. Get your Baked A Cookie Company. It's Baked A Cookie Company. Much more than cookies. It's so good. It is so good. And I love their sourdough English muffins. And then you get a little, jalapeno jam. Bring Christmas on, I say. Well, that's so just get to WeLoveBigDills.com. You don't want to miss that. Well, thank you very much. We appreciate your time today. It's always a blessing to be with you. And good Lord willing, we'll be back with you next week. We appreciate the mayor coming on. We appreciate Melissa. We appreciate Ethan, all Cindy, everybody making all that work earlier this morning. Until next week, and make sure you stay warm, by the way, and bundle up. But until next week, stay safe, stay warm, and be courageous. We'll talk to you soon.